Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. You know, this last week, I've been thinking a lot about whether or not what we do matters, and really looking at this law of karma in action. You know, in the recent weeks, we've been overwhelmed with this truth of violence in our world and hatred and fear that most of the time we really try not to look at, let alone feel the feelings associated with it. I mean, just in the last 15 years, we've experienced it in unbelievably violent, horrific, and heart-wrenching displays of hatred. Too many times, from 9/11 to the fatal gun violence in our schools, movie theaters, colleges, bombing cities and faceless people, planes being shot out of the sky across the world, and millions of homeless in the Middle East seeking asylum due to war. And then this most recent display of hatred and violence in Paris. People are scared and people are feeling angry and they want, even feel they need to react. But how to react appropriately is this huge dilemma. I mean, does what we do matter? In our world of instant information circling the globe that incites our reactions, I've been deeply challenged to find compassion and understanding for those who perpetrate these crimes against humanity. I can find an opinion or a point of view in every possible direction. But the question I keep coming back to is, does what I do matter? And I think it's left me feeling both a bit hopeless and helpless on an individual level. So I've sought out the wisdom of the spiritual teachers and the practices that I've been doing and that I respect and admire, hoping there's an answer to it all that I can make my own peace with. I was lucky enough last weekend to get to sit with some of these great teachers in Los Angeles and hear each of them speak from the heart about the response to this violence and hatred and fear and what we can do as a spiritual community. What's called a sangha, meaning a community of people joining each other through the path of the heart. And though each one had a different story to tell, they all said basically the same thing, that we need to learn to love ourselves and to love each other. We need to face our pain and be willing to face it in others. We can no longer be passive and hope someone else is going to come up and pick up the reins and do it for us. We can no longer consciously contribute to the rhetoric of hate without recognizing how it perpetuates this violence. So loving ourselves and loving each other with meditation is where we can make this possible. So I wanted to share some of the guidance from some of my favorite teachers. Pema Chodron tells us that since our actions have a natural outcome, which is called karma, that this violence is our collective karma, and we can choose to continue to spin the wheel of karma of violence, or we can see that our reaction to it can change it, so we no longer have to spin that wheel. She says there's a key moment when we make the choice between peace and conflict. She believes that through a contemplative practice like meditation, we begin to cultivate a deep awareness of this moment between action and reaction, where we're truly able to feel and make the right choice. She's saying, slow down, feel, honor it, however uncomfortable or painful it is. Truly feel this pain and understand that our reaction to it is going to create karma, an outcome from earlier actions. Learn from it and choose wisely. The wise monk Dzigar Khongro Rinpoche feels that it stems from our addiction to getting our way, and that when we don't, we do before we think. He says, our method to heal the anguish of things not going the way we want them to is like pouring kerosene on a fire to put it out. The Dalai Lama said that he promotes the non-violent, non-aggressive approach to violence and hatred because he sees that violence is bound to create long-term resentment, and that by using basic intelligence, we can recognize that the resentment caused by a violent response will only be the source of future conflict. Martin Luther King said in his acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize, we have to find a way to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to oppression and violence. Metta, or loving kindness, is one method of meditation that teaches us to stay with this underlying uneasiness and lean into it with our heart. To offer kindness, understanding, and compassion for our own pain. And to see this discomfort as an opportunity for healing. To bring ourselves closer rather than further away from our own hearts, which naturally leads us to the hearts of others. This metta practice develops a momentum toward our natural intelligence, rather than one stimulated by inflamed opinions and reactions, and that natural intelligence gradually starts to outweigh the momentum of reactivity. So today we're going to do our small part together, and know that as we share our practice, we share the same heart-centered desire for peace, both within and with our world. We can practice diligently and resolutely to stay in the heart with our suffering and try to remember that it's shared with the suffering all over the world, and that perhaps our willingness to stay rather than to run to reaction might bring about something that we truly want to create. And this is karma in action. So let's go ahead and find a comfortable position. Allow your back to be supported, lengthening your spine and letting your hands rest in your lap. We're going to start with three deep breaths, in through the nose as slowly and deeply as you can, and blowing out through the mouth again, slowly and deeply. Good. Two more of those. Inhaling deeply. And blowing out nice and slow. Third time. And these long, slow, deep breaths prepare us for time to go within, to sit quietly, to feel what we're feeling, and to let it be enough without having to react to it. When you're ready, shifting your breath to flow in and out of your nostrils, just noticing the temperature of the air, the quality of the air, whether you're breathing fast or slow, deep or shallow, just making these little mental connections with the action of breathing. And as you continue to breathe, allow yourself to come into it and to label the breaths a few times. You can say breathing in and breathing out, or rise and fall, whatever's comfortable for you. This is a tool to always bring you back when the mind starts to wander off and get engaged in some rhetoric or another. And then allowing the mind, the body, the breath, to move down into the soles of your feet. All of your awareness goes there. Moving up into your ankles, your shins and your calves. Up into your knees, your thighs. The backs of the legs and the fronts of the legs. And then let them be heavy. Let them become your stable ground. Moving into your hips, the floor of the pelvis, the low belly and low back. Softening from the inside out. And then moving into your ribs, the sides of the body and the middle back, up under the shoulder blades. Letting the heart soften and rise in the chest as the spine lengthens. Widening your collarbones and letting your arms rest by your sides. Softening the jaw. Teeth are slightly parted. The eyes roll down and releasing the mask of the face. Allow the crown to feel as if it's opening towards the sky, fully present and aware of your body in the room. And imagine dropping into the heart to feel whatever you're present to in this moment, whether it's about your personal life, your family, your work, or the suffering of the world around you. And allow yourself to keep softening the heart to all of that pain and suffering, joy and sorrow, learning to stay open and accepting of it. And this is where we cultivate compassion, a soft heart, quietly tracking the breath and remembering our body in this room. Continue to breathe, and I'll come back to you in just a few minutes. notice if your mind has wandered. And just draw it back gently to the breath, naming a couple rounds of breath. Inhale and exhale. Feeling the weight, temperature, and sensation of the body. And checking back in with the heart and noticing if it's contracted, to just try to soften, to allow yourself to feel. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Today we're practicing metta, a softening of the heart, an opening to feel the pain that's in our own lives and the pain that's in the lives of the world around us. To learn compassion, understanding, and acceptance, so we can be mindful of our reactions to the suffering in the world. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and your state of mind. Notice any emotional quality that you're present to and soften towards it. Lean into it and let it be perfect exactly as it is. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and inhale up your back and exhale down the front of the body a few times. Just recentering and reconnecting. And remember the law of karma. What you do matters. Your reactions create an equal reaction in the world. So being mindful of everything that's going on around you and what your reactions are to it. You've been listening to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.